we've got some health topics to discuss this morning. Injectable weight loss drug. Sounds like a crazy infomercial if I was to go with something like that. But that is the headline. And we have with us somebody who can explain, Dr. Ian Nealon, who's with the University Hospital's Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute, talking about a clinical trial that's been going on. Doctor, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much. Great to be here.
All right, let's get into this now. Injectable weight loss drug. That's sort of, you know, people say, can I just have a pill? Apparently now there's an injectable drug. First of all, I guess we could start off with, what is the drug that was used in this trial? How did it come about?
So we studied the drug called liraglutide, which is approved both for type 2 diabetes as well as for weight loss. And as a preventive cardiologist and director of University Hospital's Health System Cardiovascular Prevention, I'm really focused on preventing heart disease and diabetes. And so my research is really focused on when someone gains fat, body fat, it's not actually as important as how much fat they have, but where that fat is stored in the body. There's fat that can be under the skin. That's called subcutaneous fat. And that fat is generally neutral in terms of health outcomes. But the bad fat, the fat that people do not want, is called visceral fat and ectopic fat. What visceral fat is fat that goes inside around the abdominal organs, around your intestines and your stomach. And that fat is very active and is very inflammatory and creates hormonal changes in your body that leads to heart disease and diabetes. As well, ectopic fat, which is fat that goes into the liver and is muscle, places where it shouldn't go. And so we studied this drug, liraglutide, to see if it could actually melt and reduce visceral and ectopic fat, this bad fat that causes heart disease and diabetes.
Talk about this clinical trial. How long has it been going on, and how did you get the people together for it?
So it started when I was in Texas. I've been here in Cleveland about a year. But when I was in Texas, we started this trial. We recruited 185 individuals who were overweight or obese. That's a high body mass index. Who also had evidence of what's called metabolic syndrome, so high triglycerides or abnormal cholesterol or high blood pressure. And those individuals really are at higher risk for heart disease. So we recruited those folks, and we put everybody on a background of diet and physical activity, and then we randomized people to either getting the drug, liraglutide, which was a once-daily injection, or the placebo injection. And so we followed people for 40 weeks while they were on this medication, and we saw that over that time, they not only lost weight, but they also reduced visceral fat significantly and fat that's in the liver. So they had 33% reduction in the amount of fat in their liver. That's about a third difference. And then about a 12% reduction in their visceral fat, this bad fat. And that was about twice as much as seen as general weight. So it was a much more powerful drug when it came to this bad fat than it was for general weight. And people also had improvements in their blood sugar and markers of inflammation.
Doctor, would this be the kind of drug where somebody has to stay on it to keep making progress?
Initially, yes. It's really marketed for long-term weight control. However, when people can jumpstart their improvement in their weight using this drug as well as lifestyle, which is obviously a cornerstone of all weight loss therapies, sometimes people can get off the medication and continue maintenance with lifestyle alone. But this medication has lots of different effects throughout the body that not only lower blood sugar, it also decreases your appetite, makes you want to eat less. And there's evidence out there that it's cardioprotective. It protects your heart from developing heart disease, such as heart attack and stroke.
What kind of side effects have come out because of the drug?
The most important side effects are usually nausea, feeling full, occasionally vomiting, and those side effects generally are dose dependent and can go away pretty soon. But it's a pretty well tolerated drug. In fact, over 50% of all weight loss medications prescriptions are for liraglutide. And the most exciting thing is that liraglutide has other cousins out there that are newer on the market. One, for example, is called semaglutide, where they're showing even greater weight loss. Sometimes up to the level of weight loss that one would get with surgery.
Can you describe, I guess, what's really happening underneath the skin with the fat? I mean, is it just dissolving it? What's doing that it's allowing it to suddenly disappear, that sometimes people who are doing regular exercise and diet have a hard time removing that particular fat?
Sure. So the fat is an organ, and it's very active. It's not, this doesn't sit there under the skin, but it actually secretes hormones and different things what we call cytokines. And there's a lot of crosstalk between the fat and the rest of the body, just like any other organ. So this liraglutide medication primes the pancreas to secrete insulin, which, the hormone insulin, when it should. And it also works on the brain to decrease your appetite and suppress the need to eat. So when a person's own metabolism is primed with this medication, the visceral fat just kind of melts away and is used up. And it's what we call lipolysis. It basically, it gets metabolized. And what's interesting is that the visceral fat gets metabolized much quicker than fat, let's say, under the skin or in the hips. And so this medication's preferentially helping the bad fat to go away while it's decreasing overall body weight. A diet and exercise certainly can help melt visceral fat, especially aerobic exercise. We've shown that in many different studies. But really, when someone is struggling with lifestyle alone, medications like liraglutide can be a very good addition to really attack and strategy to get better weight loss and more sustained weight loss over time.
Any difference between genders, how it responded or how the results came out?
Well, we had mostly women. It's pretty common that mostly women are in weight loss trials for whatever reason. And we had a handful of men, but there were no differences really in the effect of the medication between men and women. We also saw that it was consistent. The effects were the same by race and ethnicity, age, as well as whether or not someone had pre-diabetes, pre-diabetic state or not. It's effective across many different populations, many different types of people, and it's pretty well tolerated. And many employers are covering this medication for their employees, for example, to improve their health and try to jumpstart a more healthy weight.
So now this is available, as we're talking, obviously, for patients to use. You went through the clinical trial like that. So now this is something that they can discuss with their physician about getting, then, if possible.
Yes, most definitely. And I would encourage people, when they've tried lifestyle, even if it's working well, but if they want to get even more weight loss and really jumpstart their health, it's something to talk to your doctor about. The medication's easy to use. It's easy to administer. And now there are formulations like the semaglutide that's once a week as opposed to once a day. So it's much easier to take. And, nowadays we have a lot of options for weight loss, whereas 10 years ago, for example, the options were much more limited.
Right. And, of course, as you talked at the beginning, it's really related to the issues with the heart as well as diabetes, too, which is still stuff that everybody's dealing with quite a bit these days, for sure.
That's right. And, I encourage people to talk to their doctor about, even seeing a preventive cardiologist. If there's one available, we have a UH, we have several. And preventive cardiologists are different than general cardiologists. We're not just plumbers or electricians, as a lot of people talk about. But rather, we're really focused on a person's risk factors, things that high blood pressure, cholesterol, and really trying to reduce those and target those to prevent heart disease and keep people healthy. And being overweight or obese, having excess body weight, is one of those risk factors that we really focus on. And in preventive cardiology, we have a lot of tools in our toolbox to try to help people.
Yep.
So I'd encourage folks to talk to their doctors. Yeah.
Right. One of the things you have is the repetitive message, right? You want, each time you tell them, ever they come in, you kind of give that same advice sometimes, just so that eventually at one point maybe they'll take you up on some of the ideas and things to help prevent some of the risk factors that you have. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning. I guess people would, liraglutide is the name. Is that the name that they would be known by?
If yeah, liraglutide or the trade name is Saxenda, Saxenda.
Okay. We appreciate your time in getting information out this morning, Doctor. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Dr. Ian Nealon joining us from the University Hospital's Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute, talking about liraglutide.